Chapter 10, Section 5. The Inheritance of God's Son. Never forget that the sonship is your salvation, for the sonship is your soul. As God's creation, it is yours, and belonging to you, it is His. Your soul does not need salvation, but your mind needs to learn what salvation is. You are not saved from anything, but you are saved for glory. Glory is your inheritance, given your soul by its Creator, that you might extend it. Yet if you hate part of your own soul, all your understanding is lost, because you are looking on what God created as yourself without love. And since what He created is part of Him, you are denying Him His place in His own altar. Could you try to make God homeless and know that you are at home? Can the Son deny the Father without believing that the Father has denied Him? God's laws hold only for your protection, and they never hold in vain. What you experience when you deny your Father is still for your protection, for the power of your will cannot be lessened without the intervention of God against it, and any limitation on your power is not the will of God. Therefore, look only to the power that God gave to save you, remembering that it is yours because it is His, and join with your brothers in His peace. The peace of your soul lies in its limitlessness. Limit the peace you share, and your own soul must be unknown to you. Every altar to God is part of your soul, because the light He created is one with Him. Would you cut off a brother from the light that is yours? You would not do so if you realize that you can only darken your own mind. As you bring him back, so will your mind return. That is the law of God for the protection of the wholeness of His Son. Only you can deprive yourself of anything. Do not oppose this realization, for it is truly the beginning of the dawn of light. Remember also that the denial of this simple fact takes many forms, and these you must learn to recognize and to oppose steadfastly, without exception. This is a crucial step in the awakening. The beginning phases of this reversal are often quite painful, for as blame is withdrawn from without, there is a strong tendency to harbor it within. It is difficult at first to realize that this is exactly the same thing, for there is no distinction between within and without. If your brothers are part of you and you blame them for your deprivation, you are blaming yourself. And you cannot blame yourself without blaming them. That is why blame must be undone, not reallocated. Lay it to yourself and you cannot know yourself, for only the ego blames at all. Self-blame is therefore ego identification, and as strong an ego defense as blaming others. You cannot enter God's presence if you attack His Son. When His Son lifts His voice in praise of His Creator, He will hear the voice of His Father. Yet the Creator cannot be praised without His Son, for their glory is shared, and they are glorified together. Christ is at God's altar, waiting to welcome His Son. but come wholly without condemnation, for otherwise you will believe that the door is barred and you cannot enter. The door is not barred, and it is impossible for you to be unable to enter the place where God would have you be. But love yourself with the love of Christ, for so does your Father love you. You can refuse to enter, but you cannot bar the door which Christ holds open. Come unto me, who holds it open for you, for while I live, it cannot be shut, and I live forever. God is my life and yours, and nothing is denied by God to his Son. At God's altar, Christ waits for the restoration of himself in you. God knows his Son as wholly blameless as himself, and he is approached through the appreciation of his Son. Christ waits for your acceptance of him as yourself and of his wholeness as yours. For Christ is the Son of God who lives in his Creator and shines with his glory. Christ is the extension of the love and the loveliness of God, as perfect as his Creator and at peace with him. Blessed is the Son of God, whose radiance is of his Father, and whose glory he wills to share as his Father shares it with him. There is no condemnation in the Son, for there is no condemnation in the Father. Sharing the perfect love of the Father, the Son must share what belongs to him, for otherwise he will not know the Father or the Son. Peace be unto you who rest in God, and in whom the whole sonship rests.